We serve an awesome God, and I hope this morning that you are enjoying His presence in your life and that you are continuing to experience Him in powerful and in wonderful ways. As you know, this week we had the opportunity to be at Nipshin Camp, and Becky and I and my family love Nipshin Camp. Nipshin Camp has a very special place in our heart. And it does for many who go there and participate in not only the family camp for camp meeting, but for the youth camp. And boy, it was great being with the young people. We only had about 28 this year because of COVID. But anyway, like I said, we're going to blame everything on COVID. But only had 28 youth there this year. It was an interesting week, but we thank the Lord for the opportunity to be able to share with them and participate with them. I want you to know that the church is still alive and well, and we have a lot of young people who are still picking up the banner of the cross of Christ and following after Him. I know the media and the world says nobody's out there. They're out there. Young men and women who love the Lord, still accepting the call of ministry. In fact, the youth minister this year who was sharing with the youth was one of the young men who came through Nipshin Camp, and many of us as counselors and staff wept over and prayed for Jeremiah. And but he did an excellent job this week and is a product of Nipshin Camp in the ministry of the Lord. And we're so glad. So, however, I found out that by Wednesday, I'm not as young as I used to think I was. But the God helped us. And we're tired this morning, but that's okay. Because we have the opportunity to worship the Lord. And it was just a great week. And so I want you to know that it was just great, and that we have a lot of young people throughout our denomination that are still worshiping and still serving. And the church is still alive and well. Before we get into the sermon this morning, I also want to let you know that it was good to be at Nipshin, but it's great to be home. It's good to be in Martin County, and it's awesome. And I do mean awesome to be here with you this morning, worshiping together our Lord and Savior. A few announcements this morning that we wanted to share with you. Our continued church extension project this month is collecting and assembling care packages for our active military. And so there is a basket there in the foyer for those items. And there is a list of items I believe you can find on the table in the foyer. We're collecting those items, and we encourage you, as the Lord allows you, to participate and bring those items in. We also wanted to thank you for your response to the love offering for Taylor Ryan. The love offering was $461, and we know the Lord will bless her with that in whatever area she needs at this point. And so we pray you continue to pray for Taylor Ryan as she continues to move forward from the loss of her mom. We also want to remind you, Kid Adventures will, Lord willing, be returning here in August, and we're making all the precautions that we can and necessary so that the kids will be safe and we'll be able to come and enjoy Kid Adventures. And Becky's still looking for some volunteers, and so if you'd be interested, if you would see her, she would appreciate that. And I would encourage you, even if you have a remote, said, should I do that? That you would talk to Becky and that you would find out what it is before you say no. And so I would ask you to check that out. And then also I know that Kid Adventures is also collecting supplies. They made the decision this year, because they used to have community supplies where everything was together and kids would just get out of the basket whatever they need, and due to, yep, you got it, COVID, they've separated and having each individual having their own supplies. And so Kid Adventures needs some assistance in collecting those. And so if you'd be interested in donating some of those, I know there's a list as well of items needed for that. And then also this evening, we are having our baptism service at 6 o'clock. And so we do have one to be baptized this evening. And so Brandy Judd is going to be with us this evening and be baptized. And so we want to rejoice with her. And so we're going to be here at the church at 6. And then we're going to go to the pool there at Jean and Frieda's. And we're going to have our baptism. And if you'd be interested in being baptized this evening, just let me know. And we can arrange that as well. And maybe some of us just need to take a second dip. Any volunteers? Well, if you do, join us this evening, 6 o'clock, as we just share together in that. And then, of course, we're going to return to the fellowship hall and have a time of fellowship. So for our dinner and devotion time, of course, our devotion part will be the baptism here this evening. And so we're just going to share together and then be able to celebrate with Brandy. And so bring your favorite foods and let's gather together this evening. And let's just worship and celebrate together. And then also, we're planning a new membership class. And so if you would be interested in membership in the church, if you would see me so that we can begin to put that list together and make preparations for our membership class, we would greatly appreciate that. All right. Well, as you know, over the last few weeks, barring a few scenarios here and there, we have been exploring the 23rd Psalm. And so together we've discovered refreshment in the shepherd. We've also understood that there's restoration because of the shepherd. And today, as we return to the 23rd Psalm, we will encounter refuge, a place of safety because of the shepherd. And so let's continue together to see what another shepherd, David, of course, who penned the 23rd Psalm, said about the chief shepherd. Often we refer to the 23rd Psalm as the pearl of the Psalms. There's just something about it. And truth is, most of us, if not all of us, know it and probably could repeat it from memory. But not only that, the 23rd Psalm has a particular placement and its providential position in Scripture. When you accept the suffering Savior in Psalm 22, you can receive the promise of a sufficient shepherd in Psalm 23. And then you'll be able to lift up our heads and worship the Supreme Sovereign that spoke of in Psalm 24. There's just something about Psalm 23 that is so near and dear to our heart. And we recognize Jesus as that shepherd. Jesus is a Savior on a cross, who is a shepherd who cares, and a sovereign King who sits on the throne. David explains for us that it is of paramount importance that we know who it is that is the shepherd. So he gives us a visual demonstration, if you would, and a pictorial illustration of what our shepherd does to meet the needs of the sheep. And we've seen refreshment and restoration, and today may we encounter refuge. And so let's return to Psalm 23 this morning, verse 1. So let's take our Bibles, turn over to Psalms 23. Appreciate if you would stand this morning. Psalm 23. We'll begin reading at verse 1. Each week we're adding a verse as we are working through the Psalm 23. And so here we are, Psalm 23, verse 1. And it shares with us, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His namesake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Join us this morning in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we thank you and we praise you for the sweet spirit, Lord, that is among us this morning. Thank you for the songs of heaven and the opportunities of prayer this morning. But Lord, we come this morning and just once again want to experience you in the Word. And so, Lord, as we're working through Psalm 23, we thank you for the refreshment. We thank you for the restoration. And Lord, we thank you this morning as we experience refuge. And Lord, I ask that you would help us this morning to recognize you as our refuge. And so, Lord, as your Word speaks to us this morning, I pray that it would stir our heart and stir our minds, and we would be encouraged today because of the shepherd of Psalm 23. But Lord, we also ask that you would move on us in a very particular way and that you would anoint us for the preaching of your Word. For Lord, we need your touch. We just desire to be used of you to share your Word with your people. And so Lord, we ask that you would just move in a powerful and a wonderful way upon us this morning. We ask in your precious name. Amen. You may be seated this morning. As we encounter Psalm 23 this morning, particularly we want to focus on verse 4 that once again shares with us, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Verse 4 of the 23rd Psalm is really all about refuge, a place of safety. We'll understand this morning that the shepherd is the one that brings refuge to the sheep, and therefore can bring refuge to you and I here and now. And so as we begin to think about refuge this morning from Psalm 23, verse 4, there are three things that I'd like for us to consider this morning in regard to refuge. And the first one is this: the shadow of death. Verse 4 speaks to us in regard to the shadow of death. And I want you to know this morning that there is refuge in the shepherd from the shadow of death. When sheep get lost, trapped between two mountains, which would be common in the day that David penned Psalm 23, and if it's the right time of day, the sun would cast a shadow, the shadow of death, over the valley. The sheep then would think that night is coming, and they would get afraid. David says, when the shadow of death comes over us, don't be afraid. In fact, he says, I will not fear. Don't be afraid, because the shepherd is our refuge, a place of safety. And so when we face the shadow of death, and often we think about it as just death, the end of life, but you know, the truth is sometimes the shadow of death can be lots of things in our life. It's that concept of bringing about the fear that I might die, the shadow of death. But recognize today, the shepherd, Jesus, is our refuge from the shadow of death. Often we experience the shadow of death in the valley. And that's what the Psalm 23 verse 4 talks about. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Note, if you would, going into the valley will document, authenticate, and validate what and who we are and who we really depend on, who we really put our trust in when we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Hopefully today, your refuge, your place of safety in those moments and every moment of your life is the shepherd, Jesus Christ. The valley is a place where we will definitely find out who He is in direct reference to Jesus. We find out lots of things about Jesus when we're facing difficulty and heartache and fear of death. We can find out that Jesus truly is a place of refuge. If you think about it this morning, the Christian life is not like a rose garden. We often like to think that it is, and I've heard many people say that it is. But the truth is, it's not. And it's not like tiptoeing through the tulips. We're going to go through the valley. If you haven't been through the valley, there's going to be a moment in your life, just like the psalmist, that you're going to walk through the valley. In fact, there's going to be moments in your life that you're going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and face difficulties where you think you're going to die. But be encouraged. The shepherd is with us. John 16:33 says, "These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation." You walk through the valley, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I want you to know this morning, whatever valley you might be in, this is not the first time that the shepherd has walked through the valley. And I guarantee you it won't be the last time. But what I can guarantee you is that He will walk through the valley with you. And He will be your refuge. Truth is, we're going to have some problems in life. You can't escape that. But He, Jesus, being the shepherd, that will guarantee His presence and His power to help us overcome our problem, whatever that valley might be. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 through 5 share with us, For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. No matter what the valley is, no matter how dark the shadow, if we put our faith and our trust and our belief in the shepherd, we will overcome the shadow of death in our life. The psalmist says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," it's the picture of sheep led by the shepherd walking down a steep hill, fearful because of the possibility of death. It's just the possibility, but it's the shadow of. I want you to know this morning, death-like shadows cannot hurt us. I mean, nobody's afraid of a shadow, are we? I remember as a child, we'd get out in the sunshine and we'd do different things and we'd look at our shadow and we would walk around and I even got a shadow this morning. So we really are never afraid of shadows necessarily. And I remember we also used to set up a bright light and we would make bunnies and butterflies, and those were all shadows. So often we think there's no fear in a shadow, yet a shadow appearing down a dark street, reflected off the street light, can stop you in your tracks and have you afraid, thinking someone is following you. We've all been there at some point in our life. And so there are moments where shadows disturb us. Maybe even to the point of where we think we're going to die. A shadow, however, is like a knife that won't cut, or a bee that don't sting, or a dog that can't bite. Walking through the valley sometimes, however, is like facing the shadow of death. And so when we're in those moments where we're facing the shadow of death, whatever it might be in our lives, I want you to know there is refuge. Refuge in the shepherd. In fact, the psalmist says, "I will fear no evil, for you are with me." The second thing this morning I'd like for us to consider in regard to Psalm 23, verse 4, is His comfort. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, there is comfort. Why? Because of the shepherd. Because of the refuge that He brings to us. The psalmist says, I will fear no evil, for You are with me, in Psalm 23:4. David is saying that when you're going through something that makes you feel like you're going to die, don't worry. That's exactly what we do, right? Well, if we were honest, probably not. We probably worry more than we'd like to admit. But David says, don't worry. And we might even say, why? Why would we not worry? I'm about to die. Because David said, because the Lord is with you. The shepherd, Jesus, our Savior, our place of refuge. And because of that, we don't have to fear. You see, this morning, the shepherd whipped the shadow of death. I like that. The shepherd whipped the shadow of death. John chapter 11, verse 25 through 26. It should be a familiar passage of Scripture to us. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in Me shall never die. Do you believe this? Jesus says, you believe Me, you'll never die. Jesus has power over death. We spoke to you about that not too long ago. Power over death. Jesus has whipped the shadow of death. And so when we're facing the shadow of death and we're walking with our Savior, our place of refuge, we do not have to worry. And so what will the valley do? The valley will show you who you can really and truly depend on. Truly show you where you can find refuge. And of course, that is in the shepherd of Psalm 23. However, it is sad. Most of us will try to walk through the valley of the shadow of death all on our own and under our own power. I want you to know this morning, you don't have to do that. When those difficult times come, when we're facing difficulty and trial and trouble and heartache and disappointment, when we're walking in that shadow, you don't have to do it alone. The shepherd is with you. He will comfort you. He is your refuge. No matter what the shadow or the valley is in your life. Believe it or not, He'll often put us in the valleys of life that are beyond us to show us it's really not about us, but it's all about Him. It is in Him that we find refuge. It is in Him that we overcome. There's something for us to learn in these circumstances. And so He leads us through the valley of the shadow of death so we won't fear any evil. And the reason we don't have to fear any evil is because He is the one who is with us. You would read in Psalm 46:1, simply, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He, the shepherd, is our refuge. It doesn't get any better or any more secure than that. He is our refuge. Third thing this morning I'd like for us to consider as we're thinking about refuge here from Psalm 23 verse 4 is His rod and staff. Essential tools or equipment for the shepherd. And what we discover is even if we slip or if the sheep slip, the shepherd has a rod and a staff to comfort us or to comfort them. The rod was a club the shepherd used to beat away any enemies that tried to prey on the sheep. When we think about Jesus being the shepherd, we might have the perception that Jesus is our bodyguard. Have you ever thought about it like that before or not? That Jesus is our bodyguard. About you, when somebody usually hires a bodyguard, they're a very skilled individual in particular areas. And you would often find them to be strong, large, healthy individuals, and that's to create intimidation for anybody that might attack whoever it is they're protecting, but they're skilled individuals. Now let's pause and think for a minute. Who better to protect us than Jesus? You talk about power. You talk about strength. You talk about ability. You talk about skills. You talk about the ability to see and know. In fact, as we already know, He defeated death. If you're going to hire a bodyguard, I believe He'd be at the top of the list. The shepherd, the protector, He is a place of refuge, and He not only is that place of refuge, He has the ability and the tools necessary to be that refuge. Not only did the shepherd have a rod, but He also has a staff. The staff was a long stick with a big hook. The shepherd could reach into the bushes and the brambles and lift sheep out when they were caught in a thicket and bring them to a place, yep, you got it, of maybe you don't got it. Help us out. And bring them to a place of refuge. Much better. We should be glad we have somebody watching over us in the valley. In those moments we encounter the shadow of death. And so as you go through the valleys of life, could I encourage you? Don't stay there. We're just passing through. Those moments are temporary. Don't get caught in the valley. You don't have to stay there. Will you allow the shepherd, your refuge, to lead you through the valley? That's exactly what He chooses to do and wants to do in your life. But unfortunately, many of us get tangled up in the valleys of life. In fact, David, who penned this psalm, did that thing. He got hung up in the valleys of life. David got tangled up in the thickets of life because of his immorality and because of murder. Yes, the very man who penned, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You can read about that scenario in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 9 through 17. Many of us are very familiar with what David did. And so what you'll discover is that the shadow of death was all over him. But when he dealt with his sin, which you can read about in Psalms 51:4, and returned to God, God's rod protected him, and his staff pulled him back in, and God's grace covered him, that you can read about in Psalm 51, verse 12. And so David was returned to a place of refuge because of the shepherd. And so once again, the shepherd is our refuge, a place of safety. And so as we're discovering Psalm 23 together, we have experienced refreshment and restoration, and now refuge, a place of safety. So as we come to a close this morning, when the Lord is our shepherd, He will be a constant companion, watching over us with His rod and with His staff. David was saying, "The Lord is my shepherd. He is acquainted with my past and can deliver me in the present, and He is the one who oversees my future." I hope you're like David today, and you can say, "He knows my path. He delivers me in the present, and He is the one who oversees my future." Think, if you would, for just a minute, what consideration that the infinite Lord of glory assumes toward us in the character of a shepherd. It's mighty nice to be under the pastoral care of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ our Savior. That's just good stuff, church. When the Lord is your shepherd, He will soothe your doubts and calm all your fears as we walk through the shadow of the valley of death. Know today, He is your refuge. He is your place of safety. My question, however, as we think about refuge and we think about the shepherd, the Savior, Jesus, are you experiencing in this moment the safety of the shepherd? Are you experiencing refuge in Jesus? If you're not experiencing refuge in Jesus this morning, I want you to know that He's present with rod and staff to comfort you, to rescue you, and to bring you into a place of safety, no matter what the brambles and the bushes and the difficulties of life are. So today, are you experiencing the safety of the shepherd? As Lana plays softly this morning, Brian as he comes, as they play softly this morning, could we begin to think for just a moment about where we go for refuge? As we're thinking of that, let's just stand together this morning. And I ask those of you who are watching us at home or wherever you might be this morning, that you too would pause for a moment this morning. And I'm asking you this very same question. Those of you that are here, those of you that are joining us online, are you experiencing the safety of the shepherd? And if you are not, I want you to know that He's here and that He's with you and He's there with His rod and staff to comfort you. So wherever we may be this morning, in the valleys of life, and we're going to go through the valley, that's inevitable. Know that the shepherd is with you and that He is your refuge. And if He's not, He can be. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come this morning, thank You for the shepherd that brings to us refreshment, restoration, and refuge. And Lord, I pray this morning that You would come once again and move on us in such a way that we're experiencing all three of these things in our lives on a daily basis. But help us this morning that if we are not, that we would just cry out to You and that we would allow You to come and refresh us and restore us and to bring us into a place of safety and that You would genuinely be our refuge. Help us, Lord, to come to You when we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. For we ask in Your precious name. And amen. Oh, I pray this morning that Jesus is the shepherd of your life and that you are experiencing refuge in Him. It's just good to worship the Lord together. And we're so glad that you've came and worshiped with us this morning. I'm glad those of you who have joined us online. We hope that you're experiencing refuge in the shepherd as well. And I encourage you that today, no matter what valley we're walking through, to allow the shepherd, Jesus, to walk alongside you and be your place of refuge. We also invite you once again this evening to join us at 6 o'clock. Participate with us in the baptism and the fellowship following. We know the Lord will move and work and bless. It's exciting to worship the Lord. So we hope that you continue to worship with us. So God bless you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. You're dismissed.